Sam, it comes to something, doesn't it, when managers are being linked with clubs where the manager's still in charge. Manuel Pellegrini, dead man walking, even he accepts that he's going to be on his way at the end of the season. Louis van Gaal said, "I know as much as you do," to a reporter about my future at Manchester United. Losing at home to Norwich City is not a good look. Jose Mourinho showed that Abramovich is brutal and that no one but no one is sacred.
Yeah, correct. The pressure is on these managers. Pep Guardiola, of course, won't be at Bayern Munich next season. So that, of course, increases the pressure on Manuel Pellegrini. He hasn't got a long contract. They only gave him a year extra extension on his original contract. So I think that basically means that Pep is going to be the next City manager. Van Gaal is under increasing pressure. And when you have a world-class manager like Jose Mourinho waiting in the wings, of course, there's going to be talk and speculation. And how great would that be? On the 28th of December, United versus Chelsea at Old Trafford with Mourinho in the dugout at Old Trafford. Mourinho would certainly make United a force again. And Jose Mourinho, 4 months into the season, wins the league last season, gets the sack. No manager is ever safe then, are they, Johnny?
They aren't indeed. And who would be in the Chelsea dugout at that game? Because it ain't going to be Pep Guardiola. No serious coach is going to manage Chelsea with Abramovich as a dictator.
Well, it's going to be hitting, isn't it, until the end of the season. But no, it will be interesting to see who they go for next season. Diego Simeone at Atletico Madrid is the favourite to be the next permanent manager of Atletico. Of course, he did do a good job there. He won the league with them against a very good Barcelona and Real Madrid team. And of course, in that same season, guided them to the Champions League final. But no, it's a tough job, isn't it, the Chelsea? As we said earlier, off mic, Ancelotti won the league. Won the FA Cup.
100 goals.
Over 100 goals. What happened to him?
It's a non-job, the Chelsea sack. Job. It's a non-job.
It's a non-job.
Yeah. You get the sack. You get the sack mid-season. Who did Mourinho get replaced by last time? A bloke from Israel called Avram Grant, who just happened to be his mate. I speak the same language. Yes. Yeah, I do. And that's it. It's an absolute nonsense. And I have to say, Pep Guardiola, intellectual, comes from the greatest university of football that could possibly be Barcelona. He moves to Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich looks like Barcelona in terms of its infrastructure. There's only two clubs in England that could possibly match that in terms of infrastructure and ambition. It's Arsenal and it's Manchester City, because Manchester United suddenly look like a circus. And so therefore, who better than Jose Mourinho to take over there? And I say that because Manchester United are now starting to chase Sir Alex Ferguson's idea of what a football club is. They've gone through two managers now, nearly. David Moyes was not the answer. Louis van Gaal, with his massive reputation, not the answer. They don't play the football, and of course they don't get the results that Fergie used to. So to have someone who is a quick fix like Jose Mourinho is perfect for Manchester United. But I've got to say, City and Arsenal and Liverpool and even Spurs will be laughing all the way to the bank, because United suddenly don't look the best club in England. They don't look the second best club in England. They don't look the third best club in England. They look like they're struggling for the Europa League with Jose Mourinho in charge. And I'm not joking. He might win the league with United, but he'll be sacked within two seasons.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, JG, when you said Mourinho is going to be a quick fix. He never lasts more than three seasons at a club. Chelsea, 3.5. That's a good time for Jose Mourinho. A quick fix is the word. I personally, Jose Mourinho for me is the best manager in the world. Despite what happened at Chelsea, his track record shows everywhere he goes, he wins trophies. With money to spend
at
Man United,
everywhere he went. I'm going to change goes to went. Because football is different now. That's what I want to say to you. Football is different now. He used to go out and spend the 30, the 35 millions. Yeah. Football is about now the cult of the coach. We have so much money in English football, but we have a realisation on the balance sheets that we can't just go out and spunk huge amounts of money like before. There is a balance between the balance sheet, shall we say, of what wages are and what turnover is. And Manchester United are starting to keep that in order. There was nonsense to it at Chelsea in the first days of Abramovich. Manchester City went out and spent huge amounts of cash. There is a strategy now. They're taking the business onto another level. And I've got to say that Mourinho suddenly, ever so slightly, looks like football from another era, a footballing era which came to an end just before financial fair play kicked in.
Yeah, no, you make a good point there, Johnny. Do you really think Jose looks like a manager from a previous... Really?
Well, I've got to say one thing to you.
He won the Premier League 6 months ago, didn't he?
Right. I saw a picture of Mourinho on the training ground at Cobham about 3 weeks ago with a whole bunch of coaches who looked like they were bin men in Chelsea kit.
His mates from down the pub.
Right. They looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
And when you think about how Chelsea used to win, there was André Villas-Boas with his dossiers. There was a culture about Mourinho's team, a brusqueness, because he's that kind of bloke. But this lot, they just looked like a little flabby and a bit old. They didn't look that dynamism.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho never won leagues on his own. He had a management team. And I seem to think that he's lost his mojo in terms of leadership, in terms of who he employs. The way he shouted at that doctor, Eva Carnero, was just unforgivable and deserves to be sacked. And also, I want to say one other thing about Chelsea. It wasn't just about the men and women he had behind the scenes, but it was also about the spine, who all, apart from John Terry, left last season. I talk about Didier Drogba. I talk about Petr Cech. I talk about Frank Lampard. And I talk about John Terry. Those players down the middle of the park were responsible for Chelsea's winning decade. And now they're a bunch of kids, like Belgian boys, Brazilian boys, all children, like Hazard, Willian, Oscar. They're not men. Ashley Cole's another. They're not men like the men who used to win for Chelsea and the men who used to win for Manchester United.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't forget that spine last season of Courtois, Terry, Matic, Fabregas, Hazard, Costa, you know,
and Drogba.
That it was there, wasn't
Drogba
it?
Drogba got match fit to his credit.
Yeah, but he didn't play much. I mean, Costa scored over 20 goals, didn't he? It was all really Diego Costa.
I know that, but
they
what
won
I'm saying is
he won enough. So
he played enough at 35 to win a championship medal.
Yeah, I mean, Costa scored the majority of the goals.
I realize.
Last season he was quality Costa.
But even so, Drogba was an influence around the club.
Yeah, maybe, but
and to the point where he was sitting next to Hiddink and Abramovich after Mourinho's sacking. That shows
something. They want to bring him in, don't they? They want to bring
rightly
him in,
so.
They do. To be Hiddink's assistant for the season.
That's what I'm saying to you. Drogba was an influence around the dressing room.
He might, yeah, no, I'm
around
sure
the football.
Was. I'm sure he was. He was at Chelsea for many years, wasn't he? And was a major success. But of course, Costa up front scored the goals. Hazard, for me, last season, based on his form, was the third best player in the world. John Terry had, you know, one of his best seasons. Really, it was fantastic.
Yeah, his best season.
Matic and Fabregas in midfield. They were the best partnership of the whole league. Fabregas. He was different gravy, wasn't he? Matic sat in front of the back four, broke up play, but I think it was quite obvious, wasn't it? Mourinho lost the dressing room, and it all started off the way he treated Eva Carneiro. The players must have looked at each other and thought, hang on a minute, this is not acceptable. Jose lost the dressing room, and ultimately losing his job was inevitable.
Next season, revenue from television goes up 70 or 80%, and it makes the Premier League even richer. That bubble that we thought was going to burst gets even bigger and fatter. It makes La Liga look affordable. It makes you think that at 28 years old, Messi might be looking for an adventure abroad if Barcelona fall apart. They're not falling apart. They might be the first team to win their Champions League again. For Ronaldo, who is permanently linked with leaving Real Madrid at the end of the season, he's at a slightly different age. He's 31 next birthday. And of course, he has history in this country and he loves Manchester United and they can afford him. There are managers coming here, like Simeone, reputation-wise, like Guardiola, Pellegrini before him. But the point is that the Premier League can afford everything and anything. It diminishes the Champions League in terms of money. It means competing in the Champions League is for, you know, a tremendous success and for an enjoyment and great prestige. But the Premier League is everything. And so I'm asking you, Sam, with that in mind, with the Premier League becoming super cash-orientated, what differences are we going to see next season?
More money spent. The big teams are going to spend more money. More money coming in, and therefore that makes the league more competitive, and therefore they have more money to spend.
$50 million for John Stones?
I think whoever signs John Stones next season has, for me, you know, long-term, the best centre-back in the Premier League. He is quality. It's not just his actual defending. It reminds me so much of Rio Ferdinand, the way he picks up the ball, brings out a defence. He reads the game so well. He's quite skinny, but he's still quite strong.
Mm.
And he is going to be a futuring, you know, for me, Stones this morning should start the Euros next summer, but he's going to be a long-term fixture in the England starting lineup. And I think whoever signs John Stones, whether it's Chelsea or City, he's only young, he's early 20s, isn't he? They've got a fantastic defender on their hands who's only going to get better and better.
Quick question for you, because we haven't mentioned them and they deserve mentioning, because football is a great leveller, particularly in this money orientated time. We pay tribute to Stoke. We pay tribute to Crystal Palace. Watford. We pay tribute to the incredible rise of Watford. It'll be interesting to see what they do in the second season. We even say well done to Norwich and Bournemouth.
Yeah.
But we say a massive round of applause, huge round of applause to Leicester City. But let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
How low down the table do you think they'll finish?
It's so harsh of us, isn't it, to speak about it like that? They're top of the league, and yet we're still being so pessimistic. For me, I think they're going to come seventh. So therefore, they could, if things
that's
go their way.
That's a bit low.
I think seventh. That's my... Where do you think? I think seventh.
I think they'll do a Crystal Palace and a Sheffield Wednesday from the early 90s, where they were extremely strong, and they'll finish third.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Third?
Yes, I do. I think they'll do it.
So
I think
United...
they'll qualify for the Champions League.
Really?
I don't know what they'll do with that next season. I hope they go out and spend a few quid.
Also, I do think...
I think they should sign Gerrard. They should bring him home. I don't know what kind of mood he'd be in to play for Leicester City, but they need a bit of an experience there. They need some serious players. He might be a bit old. He might not have the match fitness, but... The point I'm making is that they should sign players who've been there and done that. Why can't they go out and sign Zlatan Ibrahimovic from Saint-Germain? Why not? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
or
first,
is it not that kind of football club?
Well, yeah, I think at the moment, wage-wise, I think
they can do what they want.
Leicester.
They're in the Premier League.
I don't know
if they can
afford his £150,000 a week
They
wages.
Can afford who they want. They're Leicester City. They win all that prize money. They're qualified for the Champions League.
Yeah, so next season, not January.
Ranieri, not January.
Yeah, no, of course.
I'm talking about, like,
January.
No. I have to say, as an Aston Villa fan, watching our side crumble in two championship bids in the early 90s, we bought Cascarino in January and it messed up our side. I'm talking about the summer.
They could, look, if they come Champions League, then yeah, you've got to, why can't they sign Zlatan? You would think that one achievement for Leicester, but you think Zlatan would want to move somewhere else when you're not Leicester City. I don't know why, but you would think maybe a bigger club would be something for Zlatan. But just going back to Leicester and where they're going to finish this season, two big factors are so key. They're pretty much using 13 players this season, aren't they, Leicester? Mm-hmm. It's the same starting 11 and then, but Vardy and Mahrez and Kante, they keep them fit, then they got a chance. But if one of them gets injured...
Yeah.
It could all come tumbling down.
Yeah.
Because Mahrez and Vardy, and Kante as well, to be fair, have been incredible. And also, it depends on who they sign in January. Because at the moment, if I'm a player playing for a team lower down the league, I want to play for Leicester City. If they can bring in one or two decent players, bolster that squad a little bit, then you never know. But it's so important that the big three boys, Mahrez, Vardy, Kante, especially Mahrez and Vardy, keep themselves fit. If they don't, they could see them falling down the table.
And finally, Sam, in two words, who's going to win the Premier League?
Manchester City!
Yeah, I think so as well, with Arsenal second, Leicester City third, and Tottenham Hotspur in fourth place.
So
that's
Man
my
United
tip.
United and Liverpool, two of the big clubs in
not
England.
Not going to make it. I love Pochettino. If there's ever a prospect for Leicester finishing as low down and fourth in my dreams, then Spurs might even clinch that third place. A North London double in the Champions League next season.
Leicester, though, playing in the Champions League next season. How incredible is that going to be?
They'll do an Everton.
How
they'll
amazing.
Do a Newcastle. They'll get knocked out in the first round.
Oh, no.
But because there's such a massive gap in terms of quality.
Do you think Leicester could sign Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
I think they can sign who they want because the
but
Premier League will be.
Would
I think they can attract. I think they can attract whoever they want.
But would Ibrahimovic or Leicester? Do you think?
Listen,
would
the guys, the guys, the guy's old. He's fit and he's strong, and he won't be at Paris forever. And he, you know, here is an opportunity for a, shall we say, novelty Champions League side to keep his career going. Why not?
Yeah. No. Why not? Champions League football, exciting team. Also, I've got to just...
Lovely match programme.
We've spoken about who's going to win the league. I also think, we're nearly halfway through the season now, three teams, relegation. Who are you going for, Johnny? Three teams who next season will be playing in the Championship. Who are you going for?
I was going to say Bournemouth. I was going to say Norwich. If we don't get our skates on, me being an Aston Villa fan, we know Remy Gard has set a 10-match winning target. We're running out of games to do that. There's, just about 21 games left, which is... Mid-table form. It's slightly higher than mid-table form. I've got 6 months to get used to the idea that my great club would be relegated. I hope not.
Aston Villa, Norwich, Bournemouth for me.
Oh, to be mentioned in the same name. Anyway, with all due respect to those teams. I'm Johnny Gould.
I'm Sam Allard.
That has been your Premier League report.